Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Hey, everybody, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. What'd you say, Ty? I'm not tardy. Yeah. You're tardy.
You're tardy.
I am so sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
We had some major
technical difficulties,
and that is why we are starting so late this evening. But I promise... We'll
make up for it.
We're going to make up for it. We got a really big show. We got all kinds of stuff. We got a new segment. We've got Stump the Chump.
It's huge.
We got
some
stories. If you've never listened to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, what we do basically is a week in review. Because we only do the show one day a week, which is Friday, and for us to have any content, we have to basically use all the content from the week.
The week.
Right?
We talk about all the things that
happened during the week.
Exactly.
Right. You may have heard all of these stories, but you haven't heard us talk about it.
Right. You haven't had our take.
Yeah. And here's an opportunity. If you've heard these stories on different radio stations or news channels, that kind of thing, and you wanted to chime in, here's your opportunity. And if you want to call us and do so, our number is 727-498-0502. Call us up. You can talk to us about anything we're talking about or anything you want.
Okay.
We're easy.
Yeah, that's broad.
We are easy.
You may be easy.
We are easy. Yeah. Hey, that opening song, Ty, did you know who that was?
That's Alice Cooper.
No, that was actually Vincent Damon Furnier.
No.
Yes, that's his real name. Did you know that Alice Cooper's real name was Vincent Damon Furnier?
His name is Alice.
How old do you think
Vincent.
He is?
Alice. Like, Alice is better.
If you had to guess.
I prefer Vincent.
How old is Alice Cooper?
He's got to be getting up there, though.
Well, like, he's 68 years old.
Oh, see? I was going to say 70.
Yeah,
he's 68 years old. The reason I bring it up is because he's playing here in town tomorrow evening, and I believe it's at Ruth Eckert Hall, and... I'm going to bring that up again when we do our movies and entertainment, but how cool would that be? You know, I mean, this is, look, we in the past few shows, we've like highlighted some of like Aretha Franklin. She was in town recently and, you know, these guys are getting older.
Yeah.
You're not going to have too many more opportunities to go and see these people live.
Right.
You know, I wish we had tickets tomorrow night to go see Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you say so.
Alice Cooper, my man. Anyway, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio. I think you're on.
Do you?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, because I'm not registering at all.
Well, jiggle your something.
I'm not touching anything.
Whoa.
No, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Hannah Claire?
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio.
What are we doing?
I'm sorry.
Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
How are you?
Doing very well.
Okay. And to her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie, who was a little bit stressed out because she operates that computer that was not working.
Yes.
Skynet was going
online. Are you
going
to be okay?
Maybe. How soon's the beer tasting?
It's coming up real soon. It's coming up real soon. To her right is my boy Ty Gann.
What's up?
Yep. Well, the show's up.
Yes, up, running, took a bit, on air.
Right. My name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next, well, I guess we still have to end at 8.
Yes, we do.
So
we
however
do.
Long that gives us. Anyway, so what we do on the show, every week we do a pre-show dinner, and this week was exactly like every other week. And this week we went to Sonny's Barbecue. Stephanie, what did we get?
We got a pound of the beef brisket shredded and a pound of the smoked turkey.
Right.
Delicious.
I was passing. I did not eat before the show. However, I did pass through the kitchen and I grabbed a piece of that smoked turkey, and it was turkey? You said turkey?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it.
Amazing.
I loved it. Yeah, it was very good. What else? I mean, did you? So, what did you guys do? Make sandwiches or what?
Yeah, I had like a wrap.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Made some wraps.
I like that.
And actually, the other night when we went to Sonny's, I went. Dad and I had Sonny's the other night. And I got when I drove through, I got the pound of the beef brisket with two baked potatoes.
Yes.
And we put the beef brisket on the baked potatoes.
Of the baked potatoes.
Oh. Trying to hurt yourself.
Fantastic.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
And that's why I felt like I should share the love with you all this evening.
Yeah.
Sonny's, I can't believe that we lived here for so many years and never went to Sonny's.
Never.
Until just, what, 6 months ago?
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
And I have driven by a Sonny's, it seems like, every day since we've lived here.
And Sonny's is one of those places, I guess it's a chain. They have more than one location. So you hear their commercials on the radio all the time, you know. So it's, why haven't we gone?
I don't know.
Well, we're there now.
We're there now.
We're there now, and we're big Sonny's supporters.
Exactly. We are loyal customers now.
I love your brisket.
Love your brisket.
All right.
And your turkey.
And your turkey. Let's talk about sports, man. Here it is. I, just like I think probably most people in the United States, are very happy that football season is knocking on the door.
Yeah.
We are close. Last night, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers had their first preseason football game. They played in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. We lost.
I was going to say, is that what they did?
Well, we lost 17-9. Well, you know, hey, it's preseason tie. And this is a time of year because you're not very up on your sports that, you know, they don't play the starters, a lot of them. And if they do, they don't play them very long. And it's a chance for people that are trying out for the team to basically, you know, get some reps in and see if they can be beneficial for the team. Well,
none of them were very beneficial.
Well,
I said
I guess
we lost.
Didn't pan out.
We lost 17-9, and pretty much it was a very sloppy football game. The a bit of the game that I let myself watch. I say that because I get in deep in the game.
Yes.
Where I get upset. If they are not playing well, and preseason is a hotbed of not playing well.
Yes.
So I almost have to remove myself before I drive myself crazy.
Luckily,
right,
gymnastics was on the Olympics.
Yes.
Nice.
So changing the channel wasn't that hard.
Well, we're going to talk about the Olympics here in just a minute. Mm. But let me go ahead and finish up what I was going to say about the Bucks. You know, last year we were the most penalized team in all of the NFL.
Yes.
Bunch of assholes.
Last night we were penalized quite a bit.
Yes.
I'm hoping that is not the way it's going to go this year. I don't know. You know, last year we obviously had a discipline problem. And I would like to think that maybe they would have nipped that in the bud on the during the off season.
Right.
But we come right out very first preseason game, and it's penalty after penalty. I don't like that so far. Jameis Winston looked pretty good. He threw a touchdown pass time that he was in. His numbers weren't bad. That's good. And one of the things that I saw last night in the brief time that I watched the game was something that the Tampa Bay defense hasn't had in the last several seasons, which is a pass rush. They hurried or sacked the Philadelphia quarterbacks on a number of occasions, and I like that.
Yeah, the defense did look strong.
Right. So, anyway, it is the first preseason game. I think they have another one next week, and we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen with this season.
I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, me too. I'm really in the mood for a
good
season.
Football. Yeah. Good team.
Right.
Good football.
Well, you know, Steph, the thing with us is, you know, we have our jerseys. We like to make you like to make football food.
Right.
I mean, we hunker down.
It's a celebration.
We hunker down
every
right.
weekend.
It's a Sunday celebration to watch this thing, and I'm looking forward to what we've had in the past where we've been able to celebrate a winning team.
Yes, and not need a bunch of Alka-Seltzer. From the game, not the food.
Right. Anyway, let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays start a weekend series tonight in New York against the Yankees. My Rays are 18 games back behind league-leading Toronto, and the Yanks are 6.5 games back. Now, the big thing about tonight's game is this could very possibly be A-Rod's final game of his 22-year career.
Oh,
yeah, that's a pretty long career.
Is that because he's fairly certain that they're going to win, go out on a high note?
Well, it's a good possibility that they're going to win. But he spent 22 years in the league. He became a professional baseball player at the age of 18.
Right.
There were times during his career where he was the highest paid player ever in the history of Major League Baseball. As a matter of fact, over his career, his total earnings are $452 million. And that's just from Major League Baseball contracts. That doesn't have anything to do with endorsements or anything like that.
Or ads or anything.
$452 million just from contracts alone.
No wonder nobody likes him.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to be the rich guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's had some controversy. There's been steroid controversy. There's been, you know, other doping controversies. But, you know, listen, you know, for what it's worth, the guy's he's a good baseball player. I've always thought he was good for baseball. Not a lot of people like him because of the doping and things like that, but I don't really have that big a problem with it. He was able to hit 696 career home runs, which is only trailing the leaders. Barry Bonds had 762. Hank Aaron had 755, and Babe Ruth, 714. So he's like fourth on the list.
Wow.
One, two, three, fourth on the list. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not bad.
You can't tell me that the little bit of steroids that he took, made him hit all those home runs. The guy's got a gift.
Well, we've talked about that before. You know, I could take whatever steroids I wanted. I still couldn't hit the ball.
You still have to have the ability to hit a ball.
You still have to be able to hit the ball.
Look, you can take all the bodybuilders in the world that are pumped full of steroids.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they can hit the ball out of the park.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
You know, that has to be part of the equation.
Exactly.
So, all right, let's go to the Olympics.
Yes.
All right. Now, look, I need to apologize because I bought into all the hype, the negative hype, that the Rio Olympics were going to be a complete disaster.
Right.
There were going to be dead bodies floating in the rivers. ISIS was going to be mowing people down. all the players were going to get mugged.
Right. The bicycle riders were going to get mugged right. as they were riding
right.
down
the Olympic path. Village was going to either burn down or collapse.
Right. Flood.
Right. And flood, burn down. People were going to be electrocuted. Don't do that. do we have a short in the system? My light just flashed. Maybe that's time for me to shut it.
Yeah, right. Hey.
Anyway.
No, but I did we've been watching.
Right.
We've been
watching pretty much religiously since it started.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have been amazed that you know, all of the negative publicity leading up to, you know, and how horrible the conditions and this. I mean, I expected there to be mountains of garbage.
I
haven't seen any of that. There was a little bit of graffiti during the one
the
cycling. Hour.
There's graffiti everywhere.
You know,
there's graffiti right down the street.
Yeah. Exactly. But I,
you're
I
welcome.
Have not...
Somebody put graffiti on our neighbor's fence.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I have not seen anything that is so, you know, that all the hype of how bad and
lots of Photoshop.
Do you get any kind of like inspiration from watching these athletes? I do.
I do.
Not after I saw that guy break his leg.
No,
yeah,
that was
that kind of
okay. So that was probably the worst thing that's happened during the Olympics
so far.
I don't know. That lady bicyclist was pretty bad.
Yeah,
she was pretty mangled.
You didn't see this guy, this French gymnast, break his leg. That was horrific.
No, horrendous.
I
was horrific.
Not,
that was pretty bad.
I've terrible. Seen some pretty bad leg breaks. This one is right up there.
Yeah.
Top five.
Yeah.
It was just so quick.
Yeah.
It was like a toothpick.
Yeah.
It was hardly on.
It was like a toothpick, and then it was like a rubber band. It was just gross.
As soon as he landed, just snap.
Yep. I like all the competition. I like how into the sports and how dedicated the athletes are.
Oh, it's amazing, their dedication.
Yep. The cycling, I mean, the two races that they had, the men's race and then on Saturday and then again on Sunday, the women's race, that's a six-hour bike ride. Through mountains, two different mountain ranges.
Yeah.
What a heartbreak, especially for the USA, the female cyclist on Sunday. She manages to ride this bike for 6 hours.
Yeah.
She fends off all the competitors up and down the mountains, you know, however many times they have to go up and down each, you know, mountain range. She gets... I mean, she is... Like, they're coming down the second mountain range for the last time. She's got that girl right on her. I mean, they're neck and neck. That girl crashes.
Right.
That was that horrific crash.
Yes.
And then this girl is all by herself. She's got about a 48-second lead on, like, the wolf pack, which is made up of, like, three girls.
Right.
And they are doing their damnedest to catch her.
Yeah.
And it breaks your heart because you get down to the end of the mountain and then it's flat and it's, you know, flat for like 5 or 6 miles to the finish.
Right.
And you can see she's got a 48-second lead. Now it's 45. Now it's 40.
Yeah.
You can see them closing in. And this girl, I mean, she's pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, and I'm yelling at the TV, go, go, go. You know.
And they passed her. All three of them passed her.
With 200 meters left.
Right.
Yeah.
Like two football fields away from the finish line, she came in fourth.
Yeah. Fourth.
Got nothing.
After
no
leading
medal.
For so long.
No medal.
No medal. Nothing. And the thing is, what I didn't realize really was that cycling is really a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening in that wolf pack is they're all drafting.
Right.
They're all drafting each other. One will get in the lead so the other two can kind of rest a little bit, and then they'll switch off. And then at some point, and this is what the commentators were saying, is that at some point when they have closed in enough on the leader, they have to decide who's going to get the gold, who's going to get the silver, who's going to get the bronze.
Right.
Because we're going to overtake this person, and we're going to be the winners, the medalist. And to me, that's very sad because you could just see she was almost like a wildebeest in Africa that was being hunted by three lionesses.
Exactly.
You know?
Getting run down.
Yeah. And the worst part of it, she was from the United States.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That was bad.
That was bad.
Mara Abbott was her name. I feel bad for her.
Well, you know, we followed her on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, she didn't.
The
she
least
didn't,
we could do.
She didn't win a medal, but we followed her on Twitter.
Right.
Not going to send her any money or anything.
No.
Are you going to talk about the Olympic swimming pool?
Yes, I wanted to mention that. Now, this is one of the only other things that I saw that might have been sort of tampered with by outside influences.
or negative.
Or negative influences. Okay, so earlier in the week, we were watching the diving competition.
Which is awesome. That's
which is awesome. And we watched the men's like tandem diving.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic.
Oh,
absolutely fantastic to watch.
Very manly guys.
Well, it's how can they sync
outfits.
Up?
Yeah.
You would, Hannah. How can they sync up like that to, you know, I mean, it's amazing. There, that one team, the team that won was the Chinese team.
The Chinese team.
Literally, looking at the two of them come off the platform side by side, you could not see. Mm-hmm. It looked like one diver.
Right.
That's how in sync they were.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm getting to is we watched that on like Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what day it was.
The water in the pool, in the diving pool, crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
We go back on Wednesday, emerald green.
Mm-hmm. It's as green as
emerald
the walls in this
green,
room.
The yeah. water. Now listen, I deal with pools, plural, every day and have for a long time. I know pools don't go green that fast.
Right,
right.
Somebody messed with that water.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard today
yeah.
that it started to smell.
Oh.
I heard it was an algae bloom.
Yeah, but if you have the right amount of chlorine and your pH and all that, you're not going
to
get that.
To the swimmers.
So, okay.
And even the, look, just recently at work, one of my pools, the circulation pump went down. It was down for a week. For a week, mm-hmm. I had to close the pool. But my pool didn't come even close to even being cloudy.
Yeah.
Okay? So something happened mm-hmm. to that pool. Somebody did something to it.
Yeah.
Somebody's making some Zika soup.
Somebody Ooh. Did something.
Well, I got to thinking about, well, one.
Who are they all, like, pooping on landing?
No.
No, stop it.
Maybe a little.
When, yeah, right?
I mean, when it first turned green, you know, you always tell little kids don't pee in the pool because
right.
there'll be a green.
Like green a, yeah, a line behind you.
Chemicals. You know, so it's like, okay, so is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you think about it, they have, like, those hot tubs.
Yeah, and those were like yellow.
Yeah, those
hot
tubs looked a little
yellow.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pointed that out, mm-hmm. Hannah, when we were watching. Why are those hot tubs so yellow?
Right.
And then it was right after that mm-hmm. they were in the hot tubs and diving that the pool turned green.
I mean,
so
I
think those hot tubs had something.
I don't want
to
gross anybody out, but I've been to what they call pool school twice.
Yeah.
And if you go to pool school...
He knows about pools, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am certified.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm certified, I am comfortable in saying that I am not comfortable getting in any commercial pool.
Right.
Yeah.
It is not good. Any commercial pool or spa.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
No, it's no. It's not good. Not good. Anyway, so that was the one thing about the pools that I... maybe have been tampered with. I'm pretty sure they were.
Or there's some sort of an
It could have been ISIS.
Something that went wrong.
Could have been ISIS.
Everything
could
else
just
is.
Be green
yeah.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
No, now they're starting to smell.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
The gymnastics.
Oh,
amazing.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Our U.S. Women's team is the bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen
Simone
a women's
it.
Team better. Since I've been watching the Olympics as a little boy,
right.
I don't know that I've ever seen an Olympics team better than this U.S. women's team.
Mm-hmm.
They are all on point.
Yes.
That's Simone Biles.
Oh, my God.
She's 4'9", and she is a freak of nature.
Right.
It is like she was born to become a gymnast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have not ever seen her once not land, I mean, stick
right.
a landing. She doesn't take a step. She doesn't wobble. It's as if she's a dart.
Yeah.
I mean, they throw her on the mat and she sticks.
Right.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
She's got glue on her feet.
Yeah. So the whole women's Olympic gymnastics team won like the team gold.
Right.
And then she won, I guess it was last night or the night before,
yeah, I watched it.
The all-around
yeah.
gold
yeah,
medal.
I didn't
I
stay up.
Yeah.
Was that last night?
It was.
And I had to go to bed.
Her floor routine was amazing.
Right.
Was
insane.
It?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll have to YouTube
so
it.
Many flips. And
lots of flips.
She jumps high up there to
exactly.
do these flips. And, I mean, it's just the ground, you know? Oh. It's like Matt,
right.
you know?
And here's
only
this,
a little bit of spring.
Here's
you know?
This little yeah. 4'8". Yeah.
Well, she flies higher than anybody. Yeah. I mean, and if you look at her, I mean, she's just solid muscle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's amazing.
All of them are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other Allie, yeah. the other gymnast, she's all muscle, too.
Yep. It's, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
They are fantastic.
Yep. And I tell you what, we have, what, another week to go?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I guess now what they're going
to
be doing is probably doing a lot of the track and field mm-hmm. stuff.
Okay.
I'm not so into that. I really like the volleyball.
The beach volleyball
and the indoor volleyball. I'm not really a big fan of the men's volleyball, but the female volleyball is fantastic. I mean, the beach volleyball is great because they're wearing like their bikinis. But the indoor women's volleyball is... They're aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
I thought there was going to be a fight breakout the other night with the U.S. team versus Puerto Rico. I mean, it got intense.
Those right. were the mean bitches.
Well, they were staring each other down. One of the U.S. girls got hit in the face by like a slam, and she pointed at the girl like, okay, all right.
Bring
I'll
it.
I'll see you okay. in the village.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will not end
I
here.
Don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, we'll keep watching, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll keep watching.
It's so exciting, and it's so fun to see all the Olympians.
Yeah.
And all of their sports and their ability to do that.
Right.
Because there's not one thing that I could even attempt to do.
No.
At this age, anyway.
No. Mm-mm. I love it. I think it's great. And I'm just, like I say, I'm so sorry for buying into all the negative hype.
Right.
Because I've not seen anything negative other than that broken leg
and
the green pool. Right. Other than that, it's been fantastic.
Well, there's still a week to go.
There's still a week to go. Yeah. You're always the optimist, Ty.
Yeah, always the optimist.
All right. Are we ready to do our weekly beer tasting?
Yes, finally. My God.
All right. Let's
They're
do
ready
that.
Ready to taste a beer.
We're going to taste our beer. Every week we Ooh. Do a beer tasting, and we try to do a local beer. The last couple of weeks we have not been so local, but they are still Florida beers. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete.
Where are we?
Radio St. Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, it's 727-498-0502. We'll be right back.
Drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests, or listening to the radio, or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, what did you have? Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else?
What else?
What else?
Okay, I tried to coordinate something during that break so that we all said, what else, at the same time.
Is that what we were supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I guess.
You told me to turn us on.
I know. Well,
yeah. Whatever.
It just came to me. I thought that we could have a little fun trying to lighten the load here because we had our technical difficulties, and now we're trying to... catch up.
Yes.
All right. Let me go to the moist satchel and get this week's offering.
Moist satchel.
I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back.
You're back.
Okay.
Where you been?
I was over at the Moist Satchel.
Mm, gross.
I'm opening the offering. It's got a good pop to it. I can tell already that Hannah's not going to like it.
Oh, no.
Ty will make a face. Steph, you will probably love it. And
love
drink
it.
Everybody else's.
Perfect. Fill them up.
You'll probably drink everybody else's just because you've had such a stressful evening.
Right.
There so you go.
Fridays have okay. not been good for me so
Pass
far.
Pass that down, Ty.
It's quite orange.
Pass yeah, that down.
It's part Gatorade.
Here's another one for you, Ty.
Ooh, quite All orange right. smelling.
And
well.
This one is mine. Okay,
Ooh,
tonight's
kind of rosy.
Tonight's offering, just like last week's rosy. Offering, comes from Bold City Brewing, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight's brew is called Mad Manatee India Pale Ale.
Nice.
What was last week's? Killer Whale Pale Ale?
No, it was yes. Killer Cream.
Killer Whale
Cream Ale. Right.
That so, one was very
And
good.
That was also from Bold City Brewing, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And like I said, tonight's offering is Mad Manatee India Pale Ale. Who's going to be the first victim?
Mad Manatee.
here we go.
So it's a bit tart.
It is a little bit tart, but I don't think too tart.
I don't know.
I knew Hannah wouldn't like it. Ty made his face. We're right on schedule.
No, that's terrible. He doesn't want to swallow it. You don't. Don't do it.
Don't.
Put it back.
What do you know?
No.
Swallow it. Swallow it.
Just swallow.
It,
just swallow.
For crying out soft.
No, this is it's bad.
No, it's not good.
It's terrible.
It's actually. I think it's very good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think it's very good. I think what's happening is, I think I'm getting
You're
used
getting
to the more bitter beers. When we first started this whole
Your taste
beer
buds
tasting,
are dying.
Well, when we first started this whole beer tasting, I was very offended by the bitter, and now
yeah,
I don't
your taste
I wouldn't consider when we first started I would have considered this one very bitter.
Terrible.
I don't consider this that bitter.
Oh, this what's that bitter scale?
Isn't yeah, the IBU.
This is
yeah.
it's kind of like is, if somebody put
like
out
a
cigarette in your soda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not. No, it has.
It has
it's
that,
nothing like
it
that.
It has that like chemically aftertaste.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not
it does
it.
Not.
A little dish soapy.
Jeez, Oof. Louise!
You this guys, one, I can't do it.
I love the can.
Yeah, yeah it's such cute. Babies.
It there you go.
Reminds me of Brutus, but
the can says
reminds you of Brutus's butt.
The can says Mad Manatee India Pale Ale
it's
is a wonderful balance of hops and malt. This IPA is loaded with 4 hop varieties. You can expect slight sweetness and toasted notes, a wonderful
toasted
floral
notes.
Aroma,
toasted notes.
A crisp citrus finish. It's a bitter. It's as bitter as a Mad Manatee.
It's yeah. Bitter.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait. I think I figured it out. Like, as a kid, did you ever lick a seatbelt in a car?
No.
It's kind of yeah. like that.
Jeez.
Dad doesn't know what you're talking about. He never wore one.
Yeah. Go out there and lick your seatbelt.
I was a free range child. Just get in.
I was jumping around that backseat. We were surfing.
What'd we learn?
My mom used to have a Volkswagen Beetle, and I remember being so small that I could fit in that little boot in the behind the back seat. That's definitely the crush zone.
Yeah.
Are you bleeding?
Any rear end accident, that little boy is going to be crushed.
What we learn.
Yeah.
That would be frowned upon
right.
today.
I can remember when I was a little boy, probably 2, maybe 3 years old, my mom had a Fiat Spider, and we got in an accident. And I don't remember the accident. All I remember is being at the hospital and laying on a table and then picking glass out of my eyebrows.
Oh. Good job.
But I can remember before the crash, I was standing in the seat next to mom.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, right?
It was a whole different time.
All right, so I don't know why we went off on that. Anyway, this Mad Manatee India Pale Ale, if you had to guess what it paired best with, what would you say? I need 3 people. Oh. There's 3 of you.
The trash can.
Now you're making
the
faces.
The drain.
It is
Marlboro in your soda.
It's so bitter.
Tart. Yeah.
It made my TMJ hurt.
I have to say, though, it's helping me do my, you know, avoid saggy neck exercise.
It's like somebody slapped me in the mouth.
Drink some more.
This is you know, like face yoga.
Anyway, so what's a pair of bass with Hannah Claire?
Is it working, dear?
Yeah, it looks great.
Okay.
You know... You no New longer look smell. Like the old chicken. You look like a spring chicken.
Mm. What did you say?
I said new car smell.
New car smell.
No.
I don't know.
We're going to use it.
Ashtray.
No.
Yes.
This is terrible.
The beach. I don't know.
Well, if you chewed up a bit of like, I don't like yellow it. It's styrofoam.
Hard to, it's hard to try to pair it with something.
I'm going to say seatbelts because I never heard of anybody licking a seatbelt.
Really?
You didn't lick a seatbelt as a kid.
All right,
uh-oh.
So
how about both of us are a little.
Tonight's offering from Bold City Brewing Company, located in Jacksonville, Florida, which is called Mad Manatee India Pale Ale, pairs best with new car smell, ashtrays, and seatbelts. That's sad.
That is sad.
It was sad.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to your beer.
Are you remember last
Didn't
week?
Like it
was bad and you should feel bad.
No offense.
What would be a good palate cleansing food?
Kale.
Anything.
Remember last week we used the a beer from the same brewing company and I said that I will give you $30 if you can find the alcohol content on the can.
Yeah.
The offer still stands if you can find the alcohol content on this can.
Oh,
for tonight's brew, I will. It's a mystery. I don't know why they're not putting it on there.
Huh? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want you to know that you're just drinking charcoal water.
I was going to say, not. Is that legal?
I don't know.
No, that the
what if it's
whale
like near beer?
No, the killer whale was not near beer.
No,
because I liked that one, and I had a stressful last Friday, yep. As you all recall.
That's right. You didn't show up until the last 10 minutes of the show.
Right. Yeah, right. I was out having a good time.
It's starting to look like you might be the problem with the show.
I might be. Whatever.
Showed up late last week. This week you can't get your computer going.
Made the whole show late this week.
Man. All right. So on the gin scale. Mad yes. Manatee India Pale Ale, I can see already three thumbs manatee, down.
I'm going to give it an F minus.
Three thumbs down. I'm going to give it one thumb up.
Ew,
you are generous.
One thumb up.
I like it. I think I've gotten used.
It's a very cool can.
I think I've gotten used to the bitterness of these craft beers.
He's going
to
start wearing flannel.
I can remember.
A twisty mustache.
I can remember when we first started the beer tasting, the craft beer messed with my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
I'm becoming desensitized to the craft beer.
Yeah, start listening almost to crappy bionic. Music.
Mm-hmm.
I may be bionic beer man.
Bionic beer man. Mm-hmm. You need to write that down.
Bionic beer man.
If you go out and start buying skinny jeans, I'm going to put you down.
I already have a pair of tie. I'll wear them next week.
Just because you can't fit into them anymore doesn't make them skinny jeans.
You know, speaking of that, that's kind of rude that you would bring that up on air. But
I went there.
I have Shots promised myself that I'm going to change my diet a little bit. I weighed myself the other day at the Winn-Dixie. At you know their store scale, and I weighed 215 pounds. That Whoa. Is more than I've ever weighed in my
Wide
life.
Load
215 pounds. Now, I've asked people if I look fat to them, and they said no, you don't look fat. Now,
and then they turned and they were like,
they could either be being nice. See, with me, what's happening is I'm getting it all in my belly, and my cheeks are getting a little puffy. So I still have the skinny legs. So yeah,
it has not affected your ankles.
I almost look like something that you would see on Dr. Seuss. Mm. Got this belly, fat cheeks, and skinny legs.
We'll start calling you a wumpus.
A wumpus.
A wumpus. That's funny. My dad, the wumpus. I love it.
Sometimes you're a grumpus.
Oh. Oh.
look at you with the mad rhymes.
Come on, Suze. Let's go.
I am an underground rapper. Did you know that?
Keep it up and I'll stump us. No, later in the show, illness. Mom will stump
that's
us.
That's my job.
Yep. Okay. Oh, hey.
Hey.
I want to
do movies and entertainment next. But before I go any farther, I want to mention that one of my very best friends, Jenny Jones Hunley, her birthday Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
She will be turning 52. Birthday. Yeah, 52 years old. Nice. I know that we do have some listeners from the Richmond, Virginia area. And if you went to Monacan High School, and if you still live in the Richmond area, and if you see Jenny Jones Hunley, wish her a happy birthday.
Give her a big squeeze.
52 on Sunday, August 14th. How about that? Love you, kid.
Wow.
Yep. All right. Movies and entertainment. Now, I know for sure that Hannah went to go see Suicide Squad. Then I heard right before the show that Ty went.
Yes.
Discuss.
Oh, amazing.
It was good.
It was great.
Okay.
Loved it.
Who wants to go first? Now, was it... Because it didn't get very good reviews. We mentioned that last week. But we also mentioned that it would probably be the summer blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. And now, when you went,
let me
potential.
Ask you this. When you went, were the theaters full?
Yes.
Yeah, I Both tried times. To go twice. Yeah. And the first time, it was completely full.
So as far as becoming the summer blockbuster, that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a contender.
Definitely possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Hannah Claire...
Yes.
What was it about it that you dug the most?
I don't know. Will Smith was really great.
And you said to me that you weren't even aware that he was going to be in the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know from the beginning.
I didn't know he was going to be in the movie.
I didn't realize he was like the main character pretty much.
What is his character?
Deadshot.
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 He's a dead shot every time.
Now, is this...
Every time.
Now, this is... Hold it. He doesn't miss. We're getting called.
Oh, no.
Who's calling?
Hello.
I don't know. Hold on, everybody.
We're in trouble.
This is serious. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Paul Hunley.
Hey. Paul, how are you, my man?
And you just wished my wife a happy birthday, and I wanted to make sure that you were well aware that it did not fall on deaf ears.
Nice.
She is out of town. I am acting as her secretary while she is away on business.
You are always so good.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that there are ears listening in Richmond, Virginia, and the message will be relayed.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, and I'm so glad that you called. I miss you.
I love you, man.
You know, I've always said that if so I had to marry a man, it would be you. If you'd
I'm flattered.
You guys are so cute together.
Is a good one, right?
I think we'd have a lot of fun together in our twilight years. Hey,
yeah, I'm gonna have trouble sleeping tonight. Now you know,
yeah, right?
Not me, Buttercup. Well, where's Jenny? When's she coming back?
She is coming back tomorrow night. Pickup is at, you know, later tomorrow night, 9:00. Uh-huh. She's been in Chicago all week. She went to a conference about teaching and methods and, you know, those kinds of things. So
acting
she's learning
right.
her technique
she's,
a little better,
right.
I guess.
She's honing her craft. Nice.
Right.
I like that. Well, listen, I put a package in the mail for her, and because I love you, there's a little something in there for you.
Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. I'll be on the lookout for it.
Right. All right, buddy.
Look, great show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye. How do I hang this up?
There you go.
I guess it did. Call ended. All right. All right. Well, that's cool.
It's a good thing I'm not jealous, right?
Yeah, right?
All right. So movies that we were talking about, Suicide Squad. All right, so Hannah said that she wasn't aware and she was surprised at how big a role Will Smith had in the movie.
Yes.
All right. He's like main guy.
Ty, what do you think? What did you think of the movie?
I loved it.
And this
but I knew I would.
This is a DC comic.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh, the fire guy, he was cool.
Yeah, he was.
What was it? El Diablo?
El Diablo.
Because,
he was
what,
cool.
Leto Jared, isn't it?
Who?
No, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto?
Leto.
You're making people up.
Yeah, I'm so nerdy.
He's so good at this.
Leto Jared?
Leto Jared.
Leto Jared.
That's what he goes by, you know.
It's probably like his porn.
When he's talking to the guys.
Hey, you should Google that.
It's Leto.
It's Leto.
So, overall, you guys thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, yes. No, that was definitely really good.
Okay, and because when you went, the theaters were pretty much full, mm-hmm. You can definitely see where this is going to be the summer blockbuster.
Yes.
Okay.
But
I did.
The what? Guy next to me kept falling asleep.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
And luckily, his cup was in the cup holder.
That could have happened.
He would have touched me.
That could have happened if I had
gone. Because he kept flailing his arm every time he'd fall asleep. Ew. He'd like flail his arm a little bit.
Was he trying to cop a feel?
No, he was asleep and his cup would catch his arm. Mm-hmm. He'd like bump into the cup and then like wake up.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
A good elbow. A little bit. A good elbow usually will take care of that.
I was a little on edge.
Just so you know, in the future. I did see where a guy, I believe in Scotland, is going to try to sue the makers of Suicide Squad because he was not aware that the Joker was going to have such a small part. He said that he drove 3 hours to go to the theater and was very disappointed that the Joker, who I'm assuming is his favorite character, had such a small part. Is that the case? Did he have a small part?
I mean, yeah, it was a small part, but I mean,
it was still really good.
Now, what about this Harley Quinn? Well. Because I thought Harley Quinn and the Joker were like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's in it more than he is.
How hot is she?
Oh, my God.
That's nice. Margot Robbie.
Nice.
You should go see that.
You might like that part. I think that's where he's going.
So do you think this guy's got any kind of a case? I think they're just going to laugh him out of court.
Yeah.
Sue
yeah.
me, jerko.
Well, at least he didn't start shooting up the place.
Yeah. Right?
There's not enough Joker in this movie.
Could have gone really bad.
I'll put more in it.
Right. All right, let's see.
So I have to ask one last question.
Go ahead.
Should I drag Dad to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you definitely check
I
that
mean,
out.
He'll survive.
Yeah.
There's a slight possibility you might not be into it.
But there's enough humor that you could probably enjoy.
Are they planning on taking Margot Robbie out of it?
No. No,
are there
going to
be deleted scenes?
Still in there.
There are going to be deleted scenes.
Well, as long as she's in it, I'm there.
All right.
I couldn't care less about the Joker. There's a couple other movies that look interesting, and there's one here called Indignation, and this is a movie that Steeper Saul from the Tampa Bay Times gave a B+, and it's kind of like a it says a Jewish boy Marcus Messner meets Olivia Hutton at a small, mostly Gentile college in 1951.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you right now, we're not off to a good start.
And her first date, sexuality, throws him for a loop. So she must be a little Catholic hoochie mama. A
little loosey-goosey.
this young Jewish guy. You don't know what to think. All right. There's another movie, and I like Meryl Streep, and I also like, what's his name here?
What's his name? Yeah,
he's great.
He's fabulous.
Hugh Grant.
That one.
Oh, Hugh Grant. I don't know.
Oh, he's great.
No, he's not. Fabulous. He's got a weird face.
The movie's called Florence Foster Jenkins.
I want to see
I
that
do,
one.
Too. And this is the one where this is a rich
woman.
Sounds
like a drinking game.
Yeah.
This woman apparently was left a lot of money when her dad passed away. And so now all of a sudden she's like a socialite. And she thinks she can sing. And because she's so rich, and she goes around to all these like ladies' clubs and teas and things like that, people are afraid to say anything to her. And her ambition in life is to like sing at like Carnegie Hall.
Oh, no.
And apparently Hugh Grant hooks up with her and makes it happen. And this is based on a true story.
Yeah,
I've heard. I saw a story about this on the Sunday Morning Show, and this is a real deal.
Wow.
And they actually have clips. If I can find it for next show, I'll pull a clip of her actual singing. It's like somebody's murdering a goat.
No.
I mean, it's bad. But people let her do her thing.
I want to see that.
You don't have to be good.
People were a lot more accepting back then.
Well, they were obviously
today they would have booed her off the stage.
Well, they don't have Twitter.
Have you seen the trailers for the Sausage Fest movie?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about next is a Sausage Fest. And
and that new Bryan Cranston movie.
Oh, yeah.
That looked pretty funny.
Yeah.
Already another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but
it was
I saw it.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's got James Franco in it. It looked really funny.
Yeah. It's about like his daughter dating James Franco, and James Franco is like a complete like burnout, you know.
He's like Michael, but if Michael was a billionaire.
Yeah. But he's rich, yeah. So that's scary. Trying to
All right, so sausage
we love you, Michael.
Sausage Party. Is it Sausage Party? Yeah, Fest. Sausage Party. No, it says Sausage Party.
Oh.
Got a B.
What am I thinking of?
Steve Persall gave it a B. Now, I heard somebody on the radio saying today that they weren't sure if they were going to let their 13-year-old son go and see it because it's got a lot of sexual overtones and the language is a little spotty. Raunchy.
Well, it's a Seth Rogen movie.
And I'm thinking, well, come on, 13?
Yeah, 13. I think is.
I think you can handle it at 13.
Yeah, I mean, right? you took me to see Scary Movie when I was I forget how old.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Hmm. Don't remember.
And then the whole time you were like, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that."
The whole time I was sound asleep.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
No, but we saw the preview for that.
Steve Persall says it's a wiener.
It looks funny.
And he gave it a B.
Yeah. He was really high when he wrote that.
It's Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Michael Cera, Jonah Hill, Nick Kroll, David, the rest of them. Oh, Edward Norton's in it.
Oh, really?
Bill Hader, Salma Hayek, Danny McBride, James Franco.
Edward Norton only works when Paul it's Rudd. Not
So
they got everyone for this.
It's rated R, so keep that in mind if you want to take your kiddos to it. It seems to have some sexual overtones and some strong language. But it's a wiener.
Mm-hmm. Strong language. You guys wouldn't know anything about that, right?
No.
What?
Hell no.
We started off the show with Under My Wheels, a song by Alice Cooper. And the reason I did that is because he is playing tomorrow night at the Ruth Eckerd Hall. Just like we mentioned, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of more opportunities to see some of these old guys out there performing live.
Yeah.
You know, so if you are all about it and you can get out there to Ruth Eckerd Hall tomorrow evening, looks like tickets start at $48.75 and up.
I was hoping it'd be $5 like a poster you got.
Yeah.
That's from way back when. That concert poster is from Cal State College, November 8, 1972.
Frank Zappa.
And it's actually
Alice
a Frank Cooper. Zappa. Frank Zappa and Alice Cooper concert. Can you imagine that show?
What is it? $2?
Yeah, $2.50 advance.
How cool
at
is that?
The door, $3.
$3 at the door.
We have all kinds of cool stuff here in the studio, and that's one of my prized possessions over there, that Frank Zappa, Alice Cooper movie or concert poster. I like that. Mm-hmm. Alice says the state of shock rock isn't so strong these days. I don't honestly believe that a rock band can shock an audience anymore. He says with ISIS, with people shooting cops, with cops shooting blacks, now CNN is so much more shocking than Rob Zombie or Marilyn Manson or Alice Cooper. He says it was easy to shock the audience in the 70s because we were so much more wholesome. Now, with the internet, it's literally impossible to shock an audience.
Well, and now Dave Brockie's dead, so.
Yeah, anyway. I don't know. I'd like to go see that.
Okay. I like that.
Supposedly, Alice Cooper is one hell of a golfer. Supposedly. Mm. I heard that. Here's a show that's going to be coming out on.
That's a weird thing to picture.
I was going to say.
Yeah, here's a show that
does he wear the shorts?
It's gonna be this is gonna be a new VH1 reality show, and it's gonna be a cooking show. Ty Ginn, can you imagine who they are going to couple up? It's gonna be two famous people that are gonna be on this cooking show.
Should they be?
Is it okay? Well, it's VH1.
Yes.
So they've been kind of desperate, and they don't have a whole lot of people. So I'm guessing Flavor Flav and Brett Michaels, because they're gonna ride them until they die.
That's a good guess, but that's that's not it. Let's go, Flavor Flav. You're in the right ballpark. One person is music, the other person is not. The other person is somebody that you know because they're all about decorating your home and creating holiday feasts and things like that.
Is it Martha Stewart?
Yes, Martha Stewart. Who's the other one?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Martha and Snoop Dogg are tight.
They actually are.
They are tight.
So weird. They were best friends forever. Snoop has actually come on her show two or three times.
Right.
They sat together on one of the more recent roasts of another comedian.
I think it was Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, exactly right.
Yes, it was.
They are tight.
He's not a comedian, but it looks like a joke.
It looks like the show is going to be called Martha and Snoop's Dinner Party.
Nice. I will watch that.
Yeah. They're friends because they're both Crips.
Faux shizzle. It looks like the series will debut with 10 episodes this fall.
Nice. So, I will definitely check that out.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, we're all big Game of Thrones fans.
Nope. Yes.
No, Hannah's not. The rest of us are.
Get out.
Yeah, really. Who invited you to this party? God. Every party needs a pooper.
Yep.
Anyway, so Game of Thrones. Now, look, we have to wait until next summer for the next season to come out.
Yeah.
Right.
And what I heard, it's going to be the last season, and it's only going to have 7 episodes.
Right.
So we're going to be jonesing for some Game of Thrones. But if you are all about the music that they play on the show and you like all the visual things that they show, they're going in concert.
I saw that.
It's called Arena of Thrones.
And it kind of tells the story.
It tells the story, and it's going to be all sort of like symphony kind of music, but it's going to have all the music that you've heard on Game of Thrones, but then there's going to be a backdrop of like all the scenery.
Is it like holograms?
I don't know if the music is gonna try to tell the story.
Yeah, somehow it's supposed to tell the story. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know a few years ago they did that with Star Wars. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny. I don't know any of the music.
Right.
Yeah. Distracted by the boobs and sword fighting.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm trying to look here real quick to see. I know that tickets go on sale tomorrow, and it looks like they are $35.75 and up, and they go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Amalie Arena. So I'm assuming that that's where it's going to be, but I don't think that this concert actually happens. When did I see that it was going to happen? October 13th.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? No, that's not right.
No.
Sorry.
Fine.
Get it right.
That was another concert, everybody.
That's a different one.
I'll give you a military answer. I don't know at this time, but I will find out and let you know, sir.
Right after our break.
Presently.
All right. Let's see. Before the show, we talked about FetishCon being in town. Woo-hoo! And it's being held downtown at the St. Pete Hilton. It actually started last night. But if you missed last night's red carpet debut, they're going to have another one on Sunday. And they're actually going to be having awards for best costume, best props, best toys, things like that.
Whoa. Oh.
Best furry.
Best furry. It says you must be 18 or older to attend. It's $40 per day. Or $107 all access, or $25 for the after party.
I don't know about that one.
Right. All access scares me at FetishCon.
Well, yeah. I was listening to...
There are no all access passes.
I was listening to the Mike Halta show today, and he had three of the people from FetishCon on there, and one was a toe licker. One was a dominatrix.
And one was a ball kicker.
Tricks. And one was a ball kicker.
Ball kicker.
Mm. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Anyway. Let's see. We are at that.
We need to take a break.
All right. Why don't we take a break? Let's take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call at 727-498-0502, we'll be right back.